Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather round. I come before you today to celebrate the timeless human art of solving small problems with catastrophically larger ones. It is a custom that's been practiced with such enthusiasm here in the United States as of late that it might rightly be considered our new national pastime. It's neck and neck anyway. Long ago, in a simpler age, the Australians had a beetle nibbling on their sugar cane. And it's a nuisance, yes, but it wasn't necessarily a crisis. So naturally, they imported a massive, warty, toxic frog to eat it. Problem is, frog didn't eat the beetle. It ate everything else and multiplied like it was running for office. We call this introducing a predator, though summoning a disaster would probably be the more accurate and honest term for this human thing that we like to do. Now, you might laugh at the Australians, but only because you haven't reviewed our own legislative record. So, take our proud and brilliant experiment with cashless bail, for example. The idea was to prevent poor souls from languishing in jail over a small offense. What a nice idea. Gentle, humane, the sort of thing that kind of warms the heart, makes you feel really good about yourself as a human being, helping out those other people. But believe it or not, I know you're going to have a hard time wrapping your brain around this. What happened was a parade of individuals who left jail in the morning and then returned by dinner, having committed a startling number of adventure in between, really bookending the day. So I think about these legislators, and I don't have to think too hard because I can see them standing proudly over the chaos saying, oh, our work here is done. We certainly fixed something that was bad. We, the virtuous human beings that we are, did good. Just not whatever we really intended to do. What is it that we just... That, my friends, is the mongoose problem all over again. You know about the mongoose? Hawaii imported mongooses to hunt rats. And they forgot that mongooses hunt during the day and rats like to be active at nighttime. So instead of eating rats, you know what the mongooses ate? They ate birds. You know what rats did? They continued throwing parties at nighttime, unbothered, untouched, certainly uneaten by the whole mongoose thing. Think about it like this. Imagine a society decriminalizing shoplifting under $1,000 in an attempt to show compassion. So what happened? Did it stop shoplifting? No, thieves just got really good at doing math in their head, and I'm sure that some actually walked around with calculators doing the math. Oh, we're pretty close. Oh, no, grab it, throw it in, walk out. The stores, in their own act of mercy, closed the doors forever, leaving neighborhoods without pharmacies. No prescription drugs.
Without grocery stores? That's where food deserts came from. Or anything more valuable than an abandoned shopping cart. Wow. That was smart. Got that problem taken care of. Check that one off the list. What's next? What's next? It reminds me of New Zealand. And they brought in something called the stoat to eat rabbits. And the stoat took one look at those fast little rabbits and said, no thanks. But instead, we're still hungry. We're going to happily eat all these slow, very trusting native birds that y'all have. So.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Then there's this really compassionate act. Oh, so much compassion, so much caring, so much love. We're going to let people live freely on the streets. Such a noble gesture intended to reduce stigma. What happened? Did it work? Is everybody happy? Kids are still good to walk around and go and search? No, that's not what happened at all. Oh, man, who could have seen that coming? People just started creating villages of tents and just taking up like city blocks? That really? Yeah. Yeah. So these tent villages where addiction is able to flourish, fires erupt, and sidewalks have become a game of, I guess, hopscotch with biohazards. Ah, nice. Okay. So it's the whole cane toad problem again, only with fewer legs and considerably more syringes. So we might call this policy good intentions encampment program, where the only thing that really grows and fosters is suffering and the city budget allocated to cleaning it up. Ah. Before you go too far, let's not forget about prohibition. That bold attempt to rid America of liquor by driving it underground and handing the keys to Al Capone. So what we did is we cured drunkenness by making it criminal and cured crime by making it profitable. Yes, that's what we did. If the government had introduced wolves to control pigeons, the results could not have been more predictable. And then let's talk about rent control programs. These are designed, good-heartedly, to help poor people afford housing. But what happened? What was the unintended consequence? What was the consequence? It ended up making housing so scarce, you'd have to be a millionaire to find a closet. I suspect the same person who wrote that law also invented the idea of treating an infestation of mice by setting the entire house on fire. We'll get rid of everything. The moral of the story, dear reader, dear listener, is this, and it's simple. Whenever the government wishes to help you, it introduces a predator, and that predator never eats what it was brought in to eat, but it does eat, buddy. It eats plenty. What does it eat? It eats your peace. It eats your safety. It eats your stores. It eats your neighborhood. It eats your tax dollars like there were marshmallows at a campfire. And when it finishes eating, it multiplies. We blame nature for being cruel, but the natural world has nothing on the ingenuity of a legislature determined to fix things. Perhaps instead of importing bureaucratic crocodiles to eat our bureaucratic mosquitoes, we should try a revolutionary notion. Tend to the part of your garden you can touch. Hold people accountable. Reward good behavior. Discourage bad behavior. Build strong individuals so we don't need stronger governments. But for now, we continue the grand tradition. See a pest, summon a predator, act surprised at the carnage. It's one of the oldest stories in the world and the only one we never seem to learn. One final question. Who's the real predator in all of this? One final request. Do your part by doing your best.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.